New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, what an hour to be locked in on K-Rock. Good morning, and how the hell goes it? Welcome to your Tuesday here, world famous K-Rock. Whether you're listening, watching on the live stream, good morning, Netbangers, and everyone else who's checking us out as we are streaming live on YouTube. If you've ever been curious about what the faces are that go behind the voices, I think that you will realize you made a grave mistake when you actually look at it. Let us live in your imagination. But if you want to see what it looks like inside the studio, you can
the book is always better than the movie.
Always better, according to Allie.
Yeah.
Book. Whatever.
You consider can listening out. The book part, and then if you watch, you're watching the movie, and it's never as good.
You can find us on YouTube right now, K-Rock's YouTube, where we're streaming this hour on the show. We will help you live forever with a brand new, never-before-heard old people secret. Also, Johnny will be in here for some Johnny Doesn't Know, and we have to spin that wheel to figure out what will be the next Force Fun event we do this summer. A new study came out, actually. It's fascinating how they have found that fun is different depending on what generation you're in. And boomers' idea of fun is very different than millennials, Gen Xers, and even Gen Zer. Everyone's got a very different definition of how they plan on having fun this summer particularly.
So Gen Z, their idea of fun is doing challenges on TikTok and doing group trips with friends, short weekend things that are, quote, photo-worthy. Millennials like going to concerts and, you know, traditional vacations, and anything that leans into nostalgia. Gen X finds riding bikes and catching fireflies and playing outside.
Oh, that's not real. That's like a commercial for lemonade. That's not real.
And boomers enjoy cruises.
Well, that part is true. I believe most of what you said. The boomers do like cruises. That's true, 100%. And because I think they like a good old-fashioned buffet and shuffleboard and all that old-timey stuff. But, Jake, you're a Gen Xer through and through. Do you like catching fireflies in jars?
Nothing better, man.
Oh, second.
Say that right.
It's the best.
Jake does have a bunch of formerly living things in jars inside of his office, so I could see why. He's going to catch them before you can display their corpse.
They also like to choose large Airbnbs that can fit extended family. So their vacation, their fun, is more about friends and family.
Well,
they're family-oriented because they all caught fireflies together as kids.
Sadly, fun is at an all-time low in society. We're trying to change all of that. So in a moment, we will go ahead and spin that wheel of Force Fun and figure out which thing one of us will have to do next. Already, it's going to be a summer full of drinking and backyard hangs and kegs and sex. And that'll all be coming up after we give you this one from Evanescence on K-Rock. Oh, man, fun scores are lower than Johnny's testosterone. Sadly, that is why we are forcing ourselves to have fun this summer and making this a guaranteed funner summer at K-Rock.
Summertime. Summertime.
It's funner summer.
And since no one is prioritizing their own fun anymore, we have to force fun upon each other, which is why the wheel has made its way back into the studio. And if you've been keeping track in these funner summer challenges, which you're more than welcome to participate in yourselves, because sometimes you just need a good idea. And if you say, hey, that stupid radio show I listen to sometimes is doing it, then maybe it gives you the encouragement you need to prioritize fun this summer. So far, here's what we got. Allie, well, this is going to be tough because you still haven't tried a new drug yet because you got pregnant.
Right. So
someone argued there's nothing more fun than getting pregnant, but you didn't even do that the fun way.
Yeah, but I think I'm kind of out if I...
So if someone's got to have to take the drug.
Someone has to take new drugs.
You're gonna have to do zip lining or jumping out of an airplane instead.
All right, cool. I'll take
trampoline and hot tub.
You can't do drugs because you're pregnant. So you're just gonna do the coat hanger challenge. If that's okay.
Got it. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it.
Okay, great.
I can give that one to Jake if he wants it.
Jake, you're gonna try a new drug?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Then do you want to give Allie your one night stand?
Sure.
No, well, I don't need to take the one night stand.
Why not?
Because we're not switching.
Well,
you're just
making
that up.
The other thing you can't do is get drunk at a water park, which was the other thing you're
no,
supposed
but
to
I
do.
We were actually going to plan a big day at a water park with Vanessa and make her get drunk with us.
I'm scared. Can I just drink but not get drunk?
Because I already got drunk at Pride.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me. I don't want to ask my current day Vanessa. I want to ask Pride Vanessa. Pride Vanessa, do you want to come to a water park and drink with us and get drunk? I mean, the choice is yours. What are you thinking right now?
Hard boobies.
Okay, great. I like Pride Vanessa. She's coming with us to the water park.
Woo!
So here's what we got so far. Allie has got a couple things she can't do anymore because, boy, pregnancy does not equal fun, huh?
I know. Yeah.
So, what drug, by the way, hasn't Jake tried? I think he's done everything, right?
Mescaline.
You want to? Do you have a mescaline hookup, guys?
Are you stuttering, or is that a real thing?
Mescaline is derived from.
That's what Jake made in his pants a moment ago.
I'm like a mescaline.
What about crack? Have you smoked crack?
No, I haven't done crack. I don't want to do crack. I want to do mescaline.
We're going to have him do crack, right?
I think we can pick the drug. Yeah, let's spin the wheel of drugs.
Yeah, so.
I'll take one of Klein's magic pills.
Yeah, you can have some
of
them. Take
but that probably has all the things you've done before. Have you done Molly?
I don't even know what's in those pills.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jake's going to do the drugs, so now we're switching this. Okay, so here's what we got so far. If you're keeping track, it's hard to keep track. Omar has to have sex 3 times in one day. Johnny has to spend an entire day at the beach.
And have sex at the beach.
And have sex. I'm going to be taking over Allie's backyard kegger, and I'll be doing our very own, for the first ever, Kegs and Greg's party. So it's going to be Kegs and Greg's, although I don't think Pantyhose Greg will be invited because he seems like he's going to be a lot. I can't give him my home address. But yeah, we'll have a backyard, good old-fashioned.
Why don't we do Kegs and no Greg's?
Kegs and no Greg's party. That
There's no
fun
one
too.
Named Greg is invited.
Also, Johnny informed us that he thought he had the hookup for carne asada, but sadly, his cousin that does the carne asada...
died?
No.
Oh.
Whoa. We don't die. We just get old.
Johnny said he got it all wrong. The guy doesn't do carne asada.
Wow. What a shocker that Johnny got it wrong.
How do you get that wrong? What's he cooking then?
I was mistaken it with my other uncle. This is my cousin. Oh. He does tri-tip.
So fine. Acceptable swap out. Not as good, but acceptable swap out.
Did you think those were separate meats?
I was thinking of the wrong... Mexican cousin for a second. I was like, oh, wait, that's Gabe. Gabe does tri-tip. So, yes, tri-tip will be at the party.
Well, can you not get the uncle that does the carne asada?
I got to ask him, but yeah, okay.
I mean, that's how most things work in this world.
Why don't you just ask the other cousin?
Yeah, I probably should. All right.
Why is this complicated?
I don't know. Johnny's like, dude, bad news, man. We can't do
can't get in contact.
Because why? Because I didn't call him yet.
I didn't ask the other one.
Yeah, I think Johnny was just assuming he would figure out through telepathy and just show up with a grill and a bunch of meat. At some point this summer, we'll be doing the backyard keg and no Greg party with carne asada and or tri-tip. That's going to be fun.
I love that.
Johnny's doing the beach thing. Omar's got sex a bunch. Vanessa's going to get drunk at a water park.
Yep, we can facilitate that.
And Jake has to, Jake's giving his one night stand to Allie. Allie's giving her try a drug to Jake.
Well, why? You're just passing that on to me.
You don't want to do one night stand?
No.
Hey, dude.
Allie, you're going to hit that one sweet spot in pregnancy pretty soon where you're still all tight, but you got those
nice... And she gets horny, too.
You get horny, and you got that big-ass rack. That's about to happen. This is a very small window, and you have to act in this window.
I don't think my wife will be okay with me having a one-night stand with a random person.
You're carrying the second... You carried the first kid. Mm-hmm. Now you're carrying her kid inside of your womb.
True.
What if you take her with you? You do it together.
I would like to do it together. Yeah.
But I'm saying this is the sweet spot because this threesome quickly becomes a foursome.
Yeah, it's just that my methods for accomplishing that would involve alcohol. I don't know how to do all this sober.
To get
a random girl to come home with us.
Well, you got to ask your doctor and record the conversation. How much can you drink healthy to have a
threesome?
They're
going to say no, none.
They will say sometimes you can have a social glass of wine.
How tight are you still?
Allie's doctor is in Redondo Beach.
Let's spin the wheel.
All right,
what's this one going to be?
Today, there's a couple of still guaranteed fun this summer that we haven't picked yet. Someone's got to rent a bounce house for the day at their house. Someone's got to go camping. Someone has to go to a tailgate. Someone has to do something fun on a boat.
Great.
So
I like those options.
We'll do camping today.
Okay.
I would like it to not land on me.
I think you even failed at going camping in your own backyard.
Well, I didn't fail. It was just a terrible night's sleep. The person that will be camping this summer at some point will be... Oh, boy. Vanessa, you're only on
Wait, do that again.
You're only on the wheel
once.
This
is a punishment. How is this a funner summer?
This is a funner summer because Allie says camping's fun.
Yeah, you want to come with us?
Yeah. I bet you.
Wait, if Ali plans the camping and I just have to be there, I'll do it.
Yes, let's do it.
I don't want to plan.
No, you don't have to plan.
I don't want
to
ask you. You're a square, Vanessa. I want to ask Drunk from Pride, Vanessa. You're going to be camping for the night. What do you think about that?
Okay, Dinah.
She's going to have a lot of fun.
I think that's camping is with dinosaurs.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Rambo.
All right, we'll find out in the woods.
That's trivia by the fire.
All right, good stuff. So there you go. Funner summer continues here at K-Rock. Quick break. Back with an old people's secret from Johnny Doesn't Know next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We'd love to send you to the Grammy Museum so you can check out that sublime straight from Long Beach exhibit that is going on. You'll have a chance to win your way into that in moments when we do some Johnny Doesn't Know. But first, we give you the gift of living forever, because you're no good to us, or no good to growing the show, no good to your own family and friends if you're dead. So might as well learn from the elders as we give you a brand new old people secret.
From chicken brain to drinking rain, not getting laid, they call me the barmaid.
They call me the barmaid.
That's right. Let's live forever with sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbit.
Time for some old people secrets.
This person has got some inside intel, because they're not just one of those lame olds, old lights that are 100, 100, 200, 3. We're about to meet someone that's 111.
Oh, wow.
And that is triple ones.
When you go into the triple digits.
It does, huh?
Yeah, you're done.
Well, she sounds with it. And I say that not only for a 111-year-old, but she sounds more with it than a lot of us do on a daily basis. Take a listen.
Francis West Byers is a card-carrying member of an exclusive club.
Yes, indeed.
Organ receiver. No, she is a card-carrying member of a very exclusive club.
Yes, indeed. This is my birth certificate.
The woman with deep roots in Louisa County is one of only about 400 people worldwide
left in the Ku Klux Klan.
She's very proud. That's the club.
The very old exclusive club.
But when she did it, there weren't a lot of clubs to join, so she's not racist. Did it for the potluck.
When you're 111 years old and you're a white lady from whatever...
Louisa County.
Right. I mean, it says that the writing's on the wall at that point, isn't it?
What writing, Allie?
The racist writing. She's got to be racist.
Is that because you are?
No, I'm just saying when you're that old.
Oh, boy.
Just saying.
You and her would be good friends.
A lot of them are.
Reached a certain age.
That was me when I was 16 years old.
Next month, Miss Byers will turn...
There I am, performing a hate crime at 16.
I am, with the hood on my head.
My first hate crime.
111 years old.
So what's interesting here is they're celebrating this a month early.
Yes.
Because they think we got to get her before she's...
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Well, if they said, hey, you can either talk to her now or we can wait a month till her actual birthday.
Now.
They're thinking, well, we already started doing the research. We don't want to waste the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Born Frances Mae West, she came into this world when Charlie Chaplin enjoyed the spotlight as a superstar.
I will give them credit, though. Usually when they talk about the old people, they talk about all of the sad things that happened. They don't really ever focus on the happy stuff, like Charlie Chaplin being a big star of the talkies.
That man with the little mustache, nice guy.
But it's so rarely, you know, the news loves to talk about
she lived through
the Great Depression, and she ate one loaf of bread for her entire 20s, and this and that. And finally... They give like a nice feel-good, remember the good old days.
Remember Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin. I mean, that guy was like the Dwayne the Rock Johnson of his era. Just put him in everything, right? It's like another
movie.
You think
his movies were like the Fast and Furious movies?
Kind of. Another one. They're doing another Charlie Chaplin Tokyo Drift.
This time he's in space.
Yeah. Just felt like that was the guy you put in stuff. It was like unbelievable.
Babe Ruth was still playing for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh.
Francis was also born the same year the first coast-to-coast long-distance phone call was made.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Miss Byers was raised on a farm before the advent of the modern-day supermarket.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's older than grocery stores?
That's crazy.
Holy crap.
So she's really lived a life. She's going to give us a great secret, I'm sure, and it will help you live forever, so listen closely.
I didn't know where the grocery store was. I had potatoes, cabbage, of course, you grew those things, but when they come up so you could eat them.
I think what she's saying there, I'm not 100% sure, is blah, 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 blah.
No, she's talking about cabbage and stuff growing out of the ground, and then you eat it.
Right. She didn't. The concept of a store to go buy it is crazy because she would just eat her stuff directly from the ground.
You wouldn't go put it in a store.
And that's why it's so funny when my kids complain because there's no more pterodactyls in their dino nuggets and they have to eat the regular type. And I'm like, this woman grew up eating cabbage out of the ground. It's probably all of her meals for like most of her life.
Yeah, but I love that no matter what, the hate change. It's like, what are you doing with the cabbage? Putting it in a store on a shelf.
Right. It's just angry.
They come up so you can eat them. Tomatoes and everything like that.
Mode of transportation? They hoofed it.
That you hooked to a buggy or a carriage. To carry us places. A carriage when the family went, lived there, and we lived in half of the house.
She lived in a halfway house.
Whoa.
But you know what? It sounds like she had some money because they probably made good money selling cabbage back then because she had carriage money. Their family had a carriage, which is like the equivalent of probably having like a
limo.
And maybe a halfway house is like a full house back then.
Right.
Maybe that's a good thing.
That was a good thing. That was as good as it got. I live in a mud shack. Oh, yeah? Well, I have a halfway house.
Whoa.
Lived in, we lived in half of the house.
So if you ever see pictures of houses back then, they're always a halfway house because there's always like guys in black and white building them still.
I know.
All those pictures.
12 rooms.
She left grammar school and got a job where she made $5.50 a week.
At K-Rock.
Just drop her teeth.
And that's still the same going rate that we have here. We haven't changed rates.
Week.
It's $5.50 a week. Johnny's hoping to get to $5.50 a week. He said another couple years of good work, he'll get up to that number.
$5.50 a week.
That's right. I better hope our bosses don't hear this. They're going to say, you know what I heard? I heard on one of our stations, $5.50 a week is the going rate.
Well, you said it first.
That was all I had. Can you give me 3 eggs?
What's her secret to a long...
eggs.
That's what she said. That's all she had.
She said 3, Vanessa. She needs 3.
3 eggs. Vanessa, can we get 3 eggs? Go ahead. Whenever
eggs.
You're
eggs. Eggs. Eggs.
There you go. 3 eggs.
Can you give me 3 eggs?
So that's what she got. 3 eggs and $5.50 a week. That was what she used to get. So you think you're not getting paid well, just think of this old lady.
What's her secret to a long life?
All right. What's her secret?
Wow.
Vanessa, you can guess first.
Eggs.
No. That's not her secret.
Or boobies.
Allie, what is her secret?
Boobies!
Vanessa, not wait your turn. Wait your turn.
I think living off the land.
Living off the land. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a good secret. Jake the Nerd?
You gotta work hard.
Omar, what's your secret?
She's going to say exercise. She seems like pretty active. She's still alive at 111. Francis, get some exercise.
Vanessa?
You got to sing and dance.
Sing and dance. Okay. Let's find out if anyone's right.
Oh, guitar, banjo. I love to dance.
Whoa! Dancing!
Vanessa, guitar something, love to dance. Listen to this.
Oh, guitar, banjo. I love to dance. When that music started, my feet were ready.
Avoiding alcohol and tobacco. Miss Byers' only vice, bluegrass.
There you have it. She loves dancing to bluegrass.
Well, you're very welcome to come in and do the things you're doing, but don't make it a habit.
Happy birthday, Miss Byers. I'm Greg McQuaid, CBS 6 News.
Is she telling him never to come back?
That's what she basically said. You don't have to leave, but you have to get the hell out of here.
And they're like, don't worry, miss. You won't be here next year.
If you'd like to play some Johnny Doesn't Know, one question, lightning round, all we have time for. Win your way into this Grammy Museum Sublime exhibit. Call now, 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, we are Clyde Allen's show. We got one question only, as we get inside the brain of a madman known as Postmaster Johnny, who claims that he has a relative, he did not even know this, that actually is a postmaster. He has an actual blood relative that delivers
two of them.
Oh, you have two?
I got two of them, a guy and a girl.
Postal employees, they drive the trucks and everything?
They drive the Jeeps and they wear the shorts and they do the whole thing in the sun.
And yet you didn't know anything, and that's how you earned your nickname Postmaster Johnny, because you didn't even know how stamps worked.
No, not at all.
So here he is now, back in the studio to prove that you should pay attention in school with one question that stands between you and an exhibit at the Grammy Museum featuring Sublime from Long Beach. It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
Yeah. Jake, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Doing fine. All you have to do is predict, will Johnny know or not know the answer to one question and one question only? And it is hopefully going to be in your favor, because if you're right, you win this access to the Grammy Museum to check out the all-new Sublime exhibit going on there right now through September 7th, all right?
Okay.
All right. That's supposed to be a good thing. I think that was a celebratory reaction.
No.
That's right. What you said. Johnny, here is your question, Johnny.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about this, Allie, because Johnny's going to already argue that this question was something that he's been asked something similar previously. But I assure you this is a question you've never been asked before.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go.
There is a boat full of people.
Let me get my pen real quick. This is going to be some math. Here, here. I can already tell.
It's not math.
All right.
Jake, you want to lock in
your answer
yet?
Start drawing the boat now, Johnny.
All right, here we go.
There's a boat full of people.
Going which direction?
It does not matter.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay, good, good.
Listen to the important details. There's a boat full of people. The boat does not sink. But when looked at closely, there is not one single person left on the boat. How is this possible? Will Johnny know the answer to this, yes or no, Jake?
No.
All right. He says no. Johnny, his brain is working right now.
Damn. So you said there's people on the boat, but it doesn't sink.
It does not sink. But when looked at closely, there is not one single person on the boat. How is this possible?
The boat is a sandwich? Like, are you trying to say it's a submarine? And submarines, like, go underwater? And submarine sandwich? Is that what you're trying to get at? Because this is a little tongue twister kind of thing.
Spoiler, the boat is a sandwich.
Okay, let me start by saying
people on the sandwich. But when you look closely, there's not one person on the sandwich.
Are the people supposed to be like ingredients like pickles and mayo? Is that what you're trying to get at, Klein?
Let me just start by saying this is not a tongue twister. Let me start there. There's nothing about what I said that would be, quote, a tongue twister. Secondly, the boat is not a sandwich. It's a boat.
It's a ball buster. This is what this is. It's not a tongue twister. It's a ball buster.
You mean a brain buster?
Brain buster, yeah. Sorry.
Isn't every question for Johnny a brain buster?
Yeah.
And a ball buster.
If your brain is already busted when you come in, I don't
what
know.
What else was there to bust?
Johnny, I'm going to say this again. I think you can do this. I really do. Jake says you will not know.
It's a lot of faith. Go ahead.
There's a boat full of people.
Okay.
The boat does not sink. Upon closer examination, there is not a single person on the boat. How is this possible?
It's possible because it didn't sink. So you could obviously see if there's people on it or not, because it didn't go underwater. It didn't submerge. It's still above water, right?
You're going to go with the sandwich answer?
It sounds more logistical than what I just said right
logistical.
Now.
Logistical.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Jake. Johnny did not know the answer. You will be going to the Grammy Museum to see some Sublime exhibit there. Hold on 1 second. Thank you for playing John Doesn't Know.
What is this BS answer?
Yeah, what is this BS answer?
If there's no single people on the boat.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got this either.
Oh, wait. Oh, you mean single as in like dating?
Everyone on the boat
married. Come on. Everybody's married? That's looking into it too deeply. How was I supposed to guess that?
That's looking into it too deeply, but a sandwich and people are pickles is not?
Hey, you're right.
That is deep.
Man, that's just basic words right there. That's what you call one of them ball buster tongue twisters that we're known for here at K-Rock in the mornings.
Stop busting his balls, Klein.
Damn.
It's too complicated.
All I know is I'm in the mood for a sandwich.
Who's the
right
ham? The man or the woman?
All right, we'll do takeaways from today's show. And that was just a gentle reminder that you should stay in school. Extended summer hours as we hang out with you together even longer this morning on KROQ. Do some takeaways, get the hell out of here. Sluggle will be in moments, and he brings with him more opportunities for you to go see Sublime as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Guaranteed tickets to see them this Saturday in San Diego, and then again on the other side of the country, Virginia Beach, over the summer. That's nice, because that weather sucks a lot of the year. So when it's nice, summertime, ooh, people are extra cheerful. Let's do takeaways from today's show, and then we get the hell out of here. What do we got?
818, my takeaway is L.A. love you.
L.A. love you is our advice for anyone visiting for the World Cup.
Let's see, 213, my takeaway is don't drink and drive. It's expensive.
Thank you, Secondhand Cindy. We'll be doing an event with her this Friday for some buzzball fun. 7-Eleven, your LAX. Details going up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show.
424, my takeaway is Brad Williams is too big for radio.
He's too big for not a lot of things, but apparently he's too big for radio.
818, my takeaway is Moist Joyce is juicy and ready for her prince. And 530,
My takeaway is street eating is the best eating.
Yeah, it's one of the many bits of advice we've given for all of our visitors from other countries for this World Cup. If it's for sale and it's edible and it's on the street, buy it and eat it. You will not be disappointed.
And of course, 310, the final takeaway, last minute, a boat can be a sandwich.
A boat can be a sandwich. That's right. Deep, deep thoughts on today's show. Well, what's your takeaway there, Jake the Nerd?
It's important to keep a fart log.
Got to keep a fart log. You should be at 5 a day, according to science. And if you missed out on that part of the conversation, you should check out the complete show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Klein Alley Show. If you could download, subscribe, and even share with a friend or enemy, that would mean a lot to us as we attempt to hashtag grow the show. Get some of that sweet job security we've heard so much about. What is your takeaway there, Vanessa?
You better fart or you will explode.
That's a very important takeaway.
Okay, thanks for that soundbite.
Clyde said it.
Wait, was that Omar?
No, Clyde, you said that.
Vanessa. I thought that was Pride Vanessa. I didn't realize that was live Vanessa.
That was live me. You said that.
You really are the gift that just keeps on giving. You really are. Johnny, what's your takeaway from today's show?
Allie keeps it nice and toit.
Toit. She keeps it toit. That's right. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is the only correct way to pronounce it is by saying DJ Khaled.
There you go. You finally got it. I knew you had it in you. Omar, you have a takeaway?
Allie's part parrot.
Oh, boy.
It's missing. Find him.
That parrot is missing, and apparently the pride of Long Beach. So if you see this parrot, please track it down immediately and bring it back to its rightful owner. All right, that's it for us. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. Goodbye.
Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Glenn and Allie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Just okay. Doo-doo-doo.